have come to bless this sinless place with their auspicious smiles. So I'm very grateful to all of you. We usually start out by chanting something which they do up in the Shri Ji Mandir, a shloka from the Radha Kripa Kataksha Stava. We always go through. So we are at the moment reading text 2. Ashoka Vriksha Vallari Vitana Mandapastite Pravala Vala Pallava Prabharunangri Komale Valabaya Spuratkare Prabhuta Sampadalaye Kada Kadisya Siyamang Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam Kada Kadisya Siyamang Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. O Radha, you dwell in a pavilion made out of creepers which climb upon an Ashok tree. Your soft lotus feet are like lustrous shining red coral, like newly sprouted leaves and like the rising sun. Your lotus hands are always eager to fulfill the cherished aspiration of your devotees and to grant the benediction of fearlessness. There are many mudras of Srimati Radharani, but one is like this. With one hand she gives what the devotees desire. This mudra is the mudra of granting fearlessness. No need to be afraid. No need to be full of anxieties. You are the abode of profuse divine treasures and opulences. O Srimati Radhika, when, O when will you bestow upon me your merciful sidelong glance? Kindly repeat. O Srimati Radhika,
O Srimati Radhika,
when, O when will you bestow upon me,
when, O when will you bestow upon me
your merciful sidelong glance?
Your merciful sidelong glance.
Radhe. There's a very nice poem called Prarthana, which I'm sure you all are quite familiar with. And here's one section which I was reading this morning. It's the devotee's aspiration to reside in the sacred land of Vrindavan. I believe one or two of you have the strong desire to actually stay here permanently. I think you are building yourself a little kutia.
I have started to do this, but I build this not more for myself. In the beginning I do this for myself, but now I have realized it is not for myself. I stay there.
Radharani has to stay. You build something for Radharani and you stay in her.
I'm looking for this.
Yeah, yeah. fantastic. So something is here expressed, this desire to be in Vrindavan and to live a simple life, to go to the holy places and so on. And here's a very, very nice song. I believe for all of us pilgrims it's very nice. So the song goes like this: when will I give up all material sense gratification and accept only a water pot, a loincloth, and torn garments? When will I develop attachment for Krishna? And when will I go and live in the Nikunya groves of Braj? O Lord Hari, when will that auspicious day come to me? He wants to give up all external things and just be in Braj. When will that day be mine that I wander in Vrindavan like a mendicant? What will you eat? Well, I will eat fruits and roots at the end of the day. And where will you take your bath? Well, when will that day come, says Narottam, where I take my bath in the Jamuna in loving ecstasy? And I will wander about in Vrindavan with my hands raised in the air, crying out the names of Radha,
Radha,
Krishna,
Krishna.
And then, as soon as I see Sankit, it's just here. We can't see now because it's night, but as soon as I see Sankit, the secret meeting place of Radha and Krishna, I will roll on the ground with love, and my burning life will be satiated. I will call out, "Where is Sri Radha?
Where is Sri Radha?
My life and soul.
My life and soul.
And where is Giri Baradari?
Where is Giri Baradari?
My beloved Lord.
My beloved Lord."
Imagine this is Narottam's desire, raising and dancing like a madman. His sadhana is to call out, "Where is Radha? Where is Giri Baradari Krishna?" And then he will also rest a little. Where will he rest? Well, as the male and female parrots sing of the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna while sitting on a Madhavi Kunj. That is actually more a creeper. It's like a plant which climbs upon a tree. I will sit under the tree where they talk, the male and female parrots, and I will listen the whole day to them, and my burning heart will find relief. When will I see my lords Govinda, Gopinath and Srimati Radhika as they happily sit together on a jeweled throne? Poor Narottam Das prays for such a rare vision. That's very nice if we do our pilgrimage following the footsteps of the acharyas who just upon touching the land of Vrindavan, even only within their minds, what to speak with the body, but they go there, touch with their mind, then they develop all these feelings to bathe in the Yamuna in ecstasy, to roll on this sacred ground of these holy places, smear their bodies with the dust. And to sit under the tree and hear the parrot. But they don't hear. They hear Radharani is just now leaving Yavat in the direction of Nandagram. Really? How is she dressed? Well, this time she's not dressed in a blue sari. Why not? She has some other desire. She's dressed in a red sari, which expresses her intense desire to meet Krishna for the loving pastimes. Oh, yes. In this way, some translation is required for us. Well, I will now read from this book. It is a book written by a good friend of mine who has access to the Sanskrit texts and who translates them nicely, but one Bhakti Purushottam Swami. And Krishna proves Radharani's superior position. We have been reading and discussing so far the childhood pastimes of Radharani here in Vashana. And now comes her more younger days, Poganda. The Poganda pastimes, and here is one. This is one of the pastimes which took place towards the end of the Poganda period of Radharani. Once, as Krishna was overwhelmed by love for Radharani, he told Radha, "In my opinion, the essence of all worship is to worship you, not me. People should worship you. If someone worships me without first worshiping you, he will get no result. You are my Mahabhavamayi, my pleasure-giving potency. You derive all your pleasure by giving me pleasure. My pleasure is your pleasure. You are completely devoid of desire for your own pleasure. You do not expect anything from me. Accept my association and the constant engagement in my service. Thus, because you are so surrendered to my service, I tell with my own words, anyone following your process of worship will be very dear to me. And I consider them greater than any yogi or any tapasvi. Without your merciful glance, no living entity can attain me." Wonderful. That's why we pray this Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavaraj. It's a prayer for the merciful glance of Radharani. Because only if she looks upon anyone can this person, Krishna. Without her glance, we just don't come alive spiritually. Without her mercy, no living entity can attain Krishna. I am only attainable by pure devotion. Your activities are pure devotion. One who follows in your footsteps will have no fear of Yamaraj. He will be eligible to serve in my own spiritual abode. Whoever desires to serve me with devotion should accept your name first from a bona fide guru and chant purely to attain perfection. You can't even pronounce the Hare Krishna mantra without first saying Hare, then Krishna. Then only will he be eligible to serve me. If one chants Radha Krishna together, I will be controlled by the most fortunate person. You are the chief among all Gopanganas and are greater even than Yashomati. When Radharani heard this, she laughed out loud and said, "Your character is not good, Krishna. I do not believe your words. Yashomati is your dear mother. How can you say I'm greater than your mother? What is in your mind?" Krishna said, "Very soon you will see. Even if she is saying that you are her daughter, very soon you will see that she will come to catch hold of your feet." And so, to prove the greatness of Srimati Radharani, Krishna manifested a pastime. One day, some of the Braj Gopikas brought Radha and Krishna to one house to engage in pastimes. They were deriving great pleasure by uniting Radha Krishna. All the gopis were making Krishna dance in the courtyard of that house and were chanting and dancing with him. At that time, Yashomati reached there. When she saw all the gopis were dancing with Krishna, she became a little bit worried and said to Radharani and her sakis, "What kind of behavior is this? My Gopal spends all day grazing cows. He's very tired in the evening and needs his rest. But you have disturbed his sleep and brought him here to dance for you. Here, you are making him dance, and I know you all do this every day. This is not good at all. Do not do it again." Radharani did not respond. The Sakhi said to Yashoda Mata, "Your son Gopal is a cowherd boy. He has become tired from wandering in the forest and grazing cows, and he is now sleeping on his bed. This Krishna here is not your son. Your son's name is Krishna, yes, but that does not mean there is no one else with the name Krishna in this world. Go to your house and say, 'See, maybe your son is still sleeping there.'" Some other Yashoda had seen Krishna dancing for the gopis, and now the gopis were telling her this was not her Krishna. There are many people called Krishna who have blue skin, and her particular son is resting after spending the whole day in cow grazing. After hearing this from the Sakis, Mother Yashoda was surprised. "Is there really more than one boy named Krishna? But how then is it possible that this Krishna and her Krishna have the same bodily features? They look the same." Still, as the Sakis suggested, all the gopis had spoken, "Hey, Ma." Yashoda Ma returned to her house to check on her Gopal. When Yashoda Mata arrived in her house in Nandagram, she was indeed highly surprised. There was her Krishna sleeping on the bed. She was bewildered to see this, But at the same time, she was also feeling very happy. Okay, he's resting. She immediately went back to the place where the Sakis were playing with the other Krishna. Yashoda said, "Hey, Sakis! Please listen to me. Where did you find this Krishna who looks exactly like my own Krishna? Both are the same age. They have the same bodily features and the same physique. They walk in the same way, they speak in the same way, and they behave in the same way. Their bodily color is the same. By seeing your Krishna, I'm feeling satisfaction in my heart. Just like I feel satisfaction in my heart when I see my Krishna. I'm feeling so much affection towards your Krishna and also the same affection towards my Krishna. You all come to my house along with your Krishna. We will unite both Krishnas together and make them dance together. Everyone will be happy to see these two Krishnas dance. We can establish a friendship between two Krishnas. they can be brothers. Then after finishing the dance, you leave my Krishna in my house and come back here with your Krishna. Krishna inspired Radharani to say the following words. My dear mother, you're telling us to take our Krishna to your house, but we are feeling scared. If both Krishna are dancing, then how are we to tell which is your Krishna and which is our Krishna? They change so quickly positions that we will get bewildered. Your Krishna may become exchanged with our Krishna, and we want only our Krishna. We don't want your Krishna. Mother Yashoda laughed to hear this and said, "If that happens, then what is the problem? Both are the same in their qualities." Radharani said, "No, that is not correct. Your Krishna can never be equal in qualities to our Krishna. Your son is a cowherd boy who's grazing cows in the forest the whole day. He does not have any knowledge of love. He's a simple cowherd boy. But our Krishna is an incomparable jewel among all the Purushas. He is Purusha Ratna and Purushottama. So many yogis, rishis, munis, jnanis and dhyanis are worshipping our Krishna's lotus feet. Our Krishna has killed so many great demons. Our Krishna has corrected the mistake of Brahma, the creator of the universe. But your Krishna is running after cows." Mother Yashoda replied, "My son has also performed all these activities. All the Vrajavasis know about this. When my son was only 3 days old, he killed Putana demon. Then he killed Shakatasura and Trinavatasura. Everyone knows that all these are activities of Yashoda Nandan." Well, it gets a little intense. Radharani said, "If we continue to discuss like this, we may end up in a quarrel. You will say your Krishna is better than our Krishna. Later you will understand which Krishna has the greater qualities. For now, however, we should put a mark on the head of our Krishna so that they will not be confused." You get it? So they mark their Krishna in a special way so that if he dances with the Krishna of Yashoda, they will know he has our mark. He's ours. Saying so, Radharani put one spot of sandalwood pulp on the forehead of Krishna. The round white mark on the blue forehead of Krishna look just like the moon looks when it rises from behind a blue mountain. Radharani said to all the Sakis, now you all see, there's a mark of Chandan on the forehead of my Krishna. You all should keep your eyes on our Krishna so that he does not get lost. Then Radharani and her Sakis, along with their Krishna, went to the house of Yashoda. There Yashoda saw her Krishna was still sleeping on the bed inside the house. She woke him up and brought him to dance with the second Krishna. And as they danced together, the two Krishnas looked like two sparkling Nilamani. Krishna, this is Nilamani, it's a blue sapphire. And it is described that Lord Krishna has the color of a blue sapphire. But there is one special quality which Vilva Mangala Thakur attributes to Krishna. It's very difficult to express. The word he uses is Lavanya. Lavanya means a shine, shining, which comes from the inside. If you look at the pearl, a mother's pearl, big pearl, the pearl usually has lavanya. It's a soft glowing, as if there's a fire inside, which comes from the inside, it comes out. So when you see Krishna is blue like a Nilamani, like a jewel, but from the inside of him is this effulgence coming out, which is nothing else than a prema lavanya, a shining of love. And he looks, therefore you can never say he looks dark, because he's always shining from within. So both of these beautiful Krishnas danced everyone was so surprised to see their dance. They had never witnessed such a wonderful event. Then all of a sudden, Yashoda's Krishna merged into the body of the gopi's Krishna, who had this chandan, and they became one form. The dance was finished, and Radharani and her Sakis said, oh, this is our Krishna with the chandan. We don't know where your Krishna is. Maybe he's inside of our Krishna. Let's go, let's take our Krishna. Mother Yashoda did not find her Krishna any longer. She started to cry out, where's my Krishna? Where did my Krishna go? You are taking away your Krishna. But my Krishna must be in your Krishna. You must give me back my Krishna. Radharani said, sorry. Where can we find your Krishna? Our life and soul, this Krishna, this is not your son. Your son is known as Yashodanandan Krishna. But our Krishna is known as Radhanath, the Lord of Radha. It's two totally different. Just see on the forehead of our Krishna the mark of Chandan, which I placed there. Yashoda said, all of you were making them dance. You must have hidden my Krishna somewhere. This is your trick, Radha. You know so many tricks. Radharani said, this courtyard is surrounded by a wall. Both Krishna were dancing here. How can we know where one of them went? We have not left this place ourselves. Krishna cannot have climbed the wall. Then Yashoda, with great pity in her voice, said, I do not have 5 or 7 children. I have only one child. He is the wealth of happiness for both his father and his mother. Our Krishna is like the helping stick of an old man, O Radha. Our Krishna is all what we have. We are so old. My life air is about to leave my body. Please give me back my Krishna and save my life. I'm catching your feet, Radha. Please give me back my Krishna. From today, I will become your maidservant. When Krishna heard Yashoda speaking like this, he looked upon Radharani and smiled, indicating something to her with a slight movement. Radharani said, "You are the queen of Braj. You are my elder, my worshipable mother. Why are you catching my feet? It is a great offense on my part that you are catching my feet. Why are you speaking these bad words to me?" Mother Yashoda said, "Please bring back my son as soon as possible. Then you will be free from all offenses. There will be no sin on your part." Radharani said, "But how can I bring him back? Where shall I go to search him?" When Yashoda heard this from Radharani, she started to cry even more and spoke very pathetically, "I will not maintain my life any longer without my Nilamani." Saying this, Yashoda Devi fainted and fell to the ground. It seemed that she was giving up her life. Radharani looked upon Sri Krishna and said, "What to do now? Your mother, who was holding you in her womb, is dying in front of you. Please tell me what to do now." Krishna said, "You need not be worried. My mother is not going to die." Radharani went to Yashoda and spoke in her ear, "Krishna's mother Yashoda, wake up, arise. Your Krishna has come back." As soon as Mother Yashoda heard the name Krishna, immediately she woke up and said, "Oh, Srimati, where is my Krishna?" Radharani replied, "Your son Krishna had become tired by dancing with our Krishna. He has gone to his bedroom and is sleeping there on his bed." Yashoda had full faith that Radharani never spoke a lie. She immediately went to Krishna's bedroom and found Krishna indeed sleeping there on the bed. Nandarani Yashoda picked up her son with great affection and embraced him, kissing him again and again. All the Sakis then left for their respective houses. Thus, Krishna established Radharani's greatness. Srimati Radharani ki jai. It's the Krishna of Radharani who wanted to show that of all his forms, his many forms in which he appears in so many rasas, no? The rasa, the Madhurya rasa is the highest, so therefore he wanted to bang on drums and proclaim to the world that all other forms are in of Krishna, are coming from this Krishna in this Leela, Madhurya Leela. I remember when Srila Prabhupada installed Radha Syam Sundar in Vrindavan, then he made a very enigmatic statement, a statement which we could not understand at first. He said that all other Radha Krishna deities are expansions of Radha Syam Sundar. And he referred to the many different forms of Krishna, Rukmini, Dvaka, Dish, any form is only an expansion of Radha Syam Sunda, because that's the form in the where Krishna manifests most complete in the association of Radharani. So we have all heard this amazing Leela. It was new for me also. We're just going through the book here. We heard that Radha's Krishna, and we are in Vashana. I have heard that Krishna may not even enter Vashana very freely. He has to ask for permission, especially here in Manga, where Srimati Radhika is in a loving mood, of anger. Krishna cannot so easily enter. It was once that Krishna had asked Srimati Radharani to teach him the art of singing, because Radharani's voice is soft and sweet like that of a cuckoo. So Radharani had agreed and given him actually quite near here singing lessons. But as she continued with the singing lessons, she also noticed that Krishna was always singing one sound in the wrong way. And that kept on going, wrong, wrong, wrong. And then Radharani understood Krishna did not want to pass the second lesson. He wanted to stay always in the second class, just as a pretext to associate more with her. In other words, he was not a serious music student. He just wanted to have her association and waste her time. And then Radharani turned into a mood of loving rejection, man. And she would not see Krishna any longer. Krishna was not admitted any longer to her music school. And this man was only broken when Krishna took on the form of a peacock and danced on the other hill. Lalita one day came to Radharani and said, "Radharani, you are so sad." "I am not sad." "You are so sad because your Syam is not. You cannot see him because you are angry with him." "I don't talk of Syam. Why do you always talk of Syam?" "This." Lalita said, there is a peacock who dances very with fun. It's fun to watch him on the other hill. You just see him and you will lose your sadness." Radharani was sitting like this, was very sad, because she wants to see Krishna. Her loving anger is out of love to give pleasure to Krishna. So she said, "Yes, let's see something else. Let's see a dancing peacock." She looked over to where this peacock danced, and she noted that she was very attracted to this peacock. first she thought it was because of the blue neck of the peacock, because peacocks have blue necks and dark blue necks which remind us of Krishna. But then there was something else with this peacock. This peacock was dancing like no ordinary peacock would dance. And Radharani looked as he moved back and forth and back and forth. All of a sudden the peacock did something very funny, and Radharani laughed. Wow, this is so funny. Then as he looked up, it was Krishna. Radharani was again becoming very angry. Then Krishna, out of fear, turned again into the peacock and danced so funny, so and then again Radharani went and in this way Krishna managed very, very tactfully by changing his form to break Radharani's anger and make her laugh. Man Banga Lila. But there are many leelas. I asked the Ramesh Baba, who is our kind host and who is, by his mercy, has given us shelter here, to tell something about the Man Leela of Radharani. And Ramesh Baba said it's very, very difficult to tell anything about this Leela, because when we think of rejection of anger by a heroine towards the hero, it's always something which is selfish. The heroine rejects the hero out of selfish reasons. She doesn't like him or feels dissatisfied in his association. But when Krishna, now when Radharani rejects Krishna, it's not out of selfish reasons. Not at all. She it's not that she wants to reject. She can never want this. She's only thinking of Krishna's pleasure. She does this to enhance Krishna's pleasure. And it's very difficult for our dualistic mind to conceive of this. How can you reject someone out like God out of to please him? It's very difficult. So we will end here. Some work ahead of us. Not work. Some bhajan is still not completed. But I just would suggest that maybe you all would like to